This is CPR News. I'm Nathan Fernando Frescas. A Larimer County Sheriff's deputy was injured during a shootout yesterday. The Sheriff's Office says two deputies attempted to stop an off-road motorcycle in Fort Collins, but the male rider fled down a bike path. The deputies pursued the suspect on their own motorcycles until he allegedly stopped and began shooting. The suspect suffered serious injuries during the gunfight and was apprehended with the help of a canine unit. One deputy was seriously injured. The other was unhurt. The Sheriff's Office has not released details about the suspect or the deputy's condition. More than 20 senators, including Colorado's Michael Bennett and John Hickenlooper, want answers about apparent underinvestment in food for Army troops. CPR's Haley May reports.
An inquiry letter the senator sent to the Department of Defense last week follows an investigation by Military.com. Its reporting found $17 million taken from Fort Carson soldiers' wages for food allowance was spent elsewhere. Troops at Fort Carson complained of persistent food shortages and undernourishment last year. The website's investigation shows the issues here in Colorado are likely part of a widespread problem across Army posts. Now, senators want the DOD to explain where the unspent funds went and how they plan to feed hungry troops. Haley May, CPR News.
Colorado is asking a federal court to reject the U.S. Department of Justice's statement of interest in the Tina Peters case. Attorney General Phil Weiser says DOJ's intervention in the former county clerk's case has no legitimate basis. Peters was sentenced to 9 years in prison for helping an unauthorized man gain access to Mesa County's voting machines. This is CPR News. It's 7:06.